So a few announcements before the homily. First, a reminder of anyone who is of able-bodied and able to remain afterwards in order to help us sanitize the church. If you can stay, that would be a great help. It's not a lot of work. In fact, the more people stay, the quicker it will go. I know there are some who cannot stay and should not stay, so certainly after the Mass you can head home. But if you're able to stay and help, again, we just wipe down the pews and so on. We have to do that whenever we have public worship. So I hope that some of you can stay and help us with that. A reminder that at the end of Mass, we have our Novena to St. Gianna. The beginning of that Novena, we pray for all of our medical personnel, our nurses, our doctors, other people that might help with our health. And then at the end of the Novena, you're able to state your own personal intentions. So again, as I joke, you get two for one if you stay for the Novena. I hope you can stay for that beautiful Novena. I and the service will go to the statue of St. Gianna. I would just ask that you turn and face the statue of the saint. Also, as a reminder, those who can receive the sacrament, if you're over the age of 65, for the aches and pains of life, well, the church says you can receive the sacrament. If you're preparing for surgery, especially with general anesthesia, you can receive the sacrament. If you have a serious illness or are suffering, you can receive the sacrament. So we receive the sacrament now, just like we receive Holy Communion. You just come to the center aisle, retain that 6 feet distance. I'll be anointing you with the long Q-tips to make sure everyone is safe. I'll wear my mask. You are free to wear your mask. I only anoint your forehead and your hands. You can keep your mask on if you prefer. So again, that'll be right after the homily. Speaking of the sacrament of the anointing, I have to say that in particular, and I'm not sure why, but this week I've just been particularly feeling a spiritual heaviness with the realization of how many of our own have totally abandoned the sacraments. Totally abandoned the sacraments. Confession, of course. 4 years of heavy preaching, and less than 4% of our parish go to confession. How many have neglected the anointing of the sick? Some even go into major surgery, heart surgery, serious stuff, do not even ask for the anointing. As if it's some type of just fairy dust or extra or something, you know, nice if you kind of want to do that thing. We totally have forgotten the power of the sacraments. In the sacraments, we receive sanctifying grace. It is the sacraments that save us. But it appears that the vast majority of the faithful have forgotten that. So I'm going to ask you during this Mass to especially pray for your fellow believers. I would rather the church be small and faithful than abundant, multi-populated with unbelievers. So I guess we're going to find out at the end of this pandemic who the real believers are. We'll find out by the tree you will know them, and we will know who truly believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the sacraments. And of course, it's not just a pandemic. This precedes the pandemic. People have forgotten the sacraments. They treat Holy Communion as if it's just a Jesus cookie. How many sacrilegious communions are received, even at this parish, even though I preach against it? Do you realize how terrible it is? The massive spiritual damage that is done by a sacrilegious communion of just one person? How many of our married couples still do not take their vocation seriously and sacrilege that sacrament, even by the use of contraception? And the list goes on. Dear friends, we are not in a good state. Our mother church is weak. She's hurting. And it's time for the faithful to stand up and show that they are faithful. And that begins with the sacraments. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This evening, this morning, the only image I'd like to give you is that powerful image of the divine mercy. Isn't that a beautiful image? You just look at that, you see our Lord, and you see that beautiful heart of his, and you see those rays of grace and mercy. That's what this is all about, just receiving that grace and that mercy. That in the midst of the struggles and difficulties and the sorrows of life, it's about those rays of grace and mercy. So oftentimes people want life to be easy. They think it's supposed to be comfortable. They feel betrayed when God allows an illness. But God never promised easy. The Lord never said in his teachings, "Follow me and I'll take away all your sufferings and all your sorrows." In fact, quite the opposite. If you choose to follow me, you must be willing to die to yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. So I leave you simply with that image of the divine mercy. Every time I go to confession, when the priest is giving absolution, I close my eyes and I imagine those rays of grace and mercy just flooding through my soul, healing, empowering, strengthening, rejuvenating. That's what happens in a sacrament. Today, those who will be anointed, you receive that power, that grace, that mercy. I encourage you, allow your spiritual imagination to go there, to go to the place of that heart, and to see that grace, that mercy, so abundant, so generous, being poured over you. A God who loves you and wants to prepare you to be with him forever in eternity. I now invite all those who are